In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak a few words before we partake Holy Communion. In this NYTS, I shed a lot of tears. Many of the tears have to do with how God loves you and guides you through your sharing. I indeed feel like God is in your life. Holy Communion is to remember the love of Jesus Christ. So I hope that the love of Jesus Christ can continue to remain in your heart. The love of Jesus Christ can continue to guide you even after NYTS. As a father, I've been meditating about how as a father in heaven loves us. So I want to share 3 points to talk about the love of the Father, of the Heavenly Father, from the perspective of the Bible. Please turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. John 3, 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. God so loved the world, so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. Whenever I read this verse, it reminds me of a testimony of a NYTS graduate students. Once upon a time, he committed very serious sin, even though sin did not lead to death. He thought that the Lord already forsake him. He felt very agony. One day, he got up very early in the morning, and he kneeled down on his bed, and he prayed for the forgiveness of God in his own dorm. And later on, this verse kept popping on his head. He testified in NYTS. He said that this verse keeps saying that, for God so loved David and gave his only begotten Son to David, so David won't be perished and have everlasting life. For God so loved David. Repeating and repeating and repeating. To the point that he cried out loud. To the point that he sweats a lot, to the point that he prayed for a long time. The love of God simply overwhelming him. The God so loved him, my brothers and sisters. Even though we are so unworthy, we committed a lot of sin. But he still chose to forgive us because deep down in your heart, he knows that you still fear him. Who will give his beloved son to other people? My grandmother has 7 sons because of the environment, because of the poorness, poor. My grandmother gave 1 son to 1 of the sisters. This 1 son, the last son of my grandmother, because she was given away when he was very little, never saw his own mother. When he go to college, he go to Taipei for college, he already learned that his mother, his biological mother, lived in Taipei City. I remember at that time I was at the house. There was a stranger, looked just like my father. He's my 7th uncle. Looked just like my father. I never saw him in my life. He came in and asked him, is Miss so-and-so is over here? And I say, yes, it's my grandmom. And I still remember how they try to acknowledge each other. It is the first time for him to call my grandma mother. I remember my grandma kept crying. My youngest beloved son. Very touching. Nobody liked to give away his beloved son. Not to say only begotten son. I still remember a sister testified that his son got sick, and her son got sick, and her husband was not a believer. And he was kind of sensing that maybe, you know, if can use the opportunity that her son got sick, may move her husband to pray with her and to believe in Jesus, how wonderful it is. But she keeps saying that, praying to God, no, I don't want to give my only beloved son for the salvation of my husband. I cannot give away my only beloved son for the salvation of my husband. But God so loved the world, and he gave his beloved son for you and me. What a father's heart. It's very loving. Let's read another verse, Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53, verse 10. Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. 53, verse 10. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in the hand. The Bible here says that the Father put him grief and pleased to bruise him. It pleased the Lord, it pleased the Father to bruise the Son. He has put the Son to grief. What kind of grief is this? What kind of grief the Son has gone through? It is atonement. The Bible over here says an offering of sin. It's atonement for sin. It is called burning sacrifice. If you read the Old Testament, burning sacrifice is to cut the head, chop the limbs, peel the skins, put all the parts on the fire, and burn in the fire. Indeed, our Lord Jesus Christ suffered greatly for us. I invite you to look at his head in your prayer. Did you look at his head in your prayer? Did you see all the blood flowing down when the thorn pierced into his head? Do you see his back is really all, it's like the meat, the flesh, the meat is like all over the place, like all over the holes, like all the bag is the holes, the holes of the metals, from the metals that flip on it. Do you see it in your prayer? Do you see the 6-inch nails that nail on his hand and on his feet? Is these pictures always in your mind? If this picture is always in your mind, how can we have not love in our heart? How can we commit sin to grieve him even more? Now, if you look at from the father's perspective, what kind of father will grieve his son? For three reasons, a father will grieve his sons. Number one reason, to correct his behavior. I still remember, as I showed you already, when I was a little kid, I liked candies. My mother did not give me money for candies, so I steal 2 pennies just to buy candies. When my mother discovered it, I was in trouble. He used a stick and hit me hard, hit me till I fall to the ground. When I was on the ground, continuing hitting me, it was so painful to the point that I think my mother do not truly love me. But later I know that I make mistakes. When my father come back, I thought my father will say some good words to comfort me. But no, he took another stick, continued beating me up. From that moment on, I dare not to steal any penny. I know I was wrong. Till this day, I still feel very appreciative to my parents. He grieved me, he bruised me on purpose so I can improve myself. What kind of father will bruise his son and put him to grief? It is for correction. and sometimes for improvement. A lot of you who go to college, your father pay all your tuition. Some smart father will unpurposely not to pay your tuition. Why? Because you think you study very hard. You deserve that kind of money for you. Therefore, you will never learn how to do financial management. You will never learn how hard your parents try to live a simple life, live a frugal life, just to save every penny to send you to go to school. And maybe you go to school, live like a rich man's kids. You will never grow. You will never mature. So your parents on purpose not try to pay your tuition. So you have some burden. You can be more mature. You know what? If a kids do not have burden, it's so hard. If a kids do not have yoke, it's so hard for them to grow up, for them to become mature. So sometimes he on purposely try to grieve you, to bruise you in your heart, to burden you so he can grow. What kind of parents will grieve his children? Sometimes for greater purposes. There was a woman, when Jewish country has war with Israelite country, with Arabian country, there was a woman sent her last son, the ninth son, to the battlefield. Before she sent the last son to the battlefield, she talked to the son, "Son, if you also die in the battlefield, just like all your brothers, when you go back to heavenly kingdom, when you see Abraham, tell Abraham, Father Abraham, you only offer one son. By my mother, for this country, she offered 9 sons." For greater purposes, the mother will bruise the son, will bruise the son, will unpurposely put him to grief. And why the Heavenly Father on purpose grieve our Lord Jesus Christ, his son? Why? Not because he need to correct any mistakes of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not because our Lord Jesus Christ had any problem of maturity. It is for you and for me. It is for your salvation and my salvation. On purposely, he burned up like his son, like offering sacrifice. It's not easy for a mother to see his son go through pain, you know that, right? You hear Sister Dorothy testify every day, even though her mother may know that she won't take the food, continue to prepare that plate of food for her and throw away that plate into garbage can every day. Do you see the mother's heart? Do you see, can you imagine that when Mary, like, followed Jesus in every steps that he went through, when the whip on Jesus, Mary's heart was very painful. When the nail penetrated into Jesus' hand and his feet, Mary's heart, like a sword, cut into her. Simon already prophesied, this baby Jesus, one day, you will feel like a sword pierced into your heart. It was just like that. Jesus was painful, but guess what? His mother was as painful. But how about the Heavenly Father? When he was on purpose bruised and put his son to grief, was the Heavenly Father happy? Does he happy to see that? If the mother, Mary, have that kind of heart, like a soul pierced into her heart, how about Heavenly Father? Do you remember when Moses was looking at a burning bush? There's a voice calling from burning bush. Later on in Deuteronomy, Moses recorded that the Lord is dwelling in the burning bush. Why? Because the Jewish people was in great agony, and the Lord lived his throne and stayed in the throne of bush. Like, so I believe when you look at his beloved son was in pain, our Heavenly Father in heaven must in great agony. He unpurposely put his son to grief and bruise just for you and me. And he himself also was in great agony. Can you feel that kind of agony? I want to invite you to look at the last verse, to look at the Father's heart. Let's turn to Mark chapter 15, verse 34. Mark 15:34. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" A father forsaken his son. At least a son feel like, my father forsaken me. How many of you have ever feel you are forsaken by your parents? It must be very painful feeling, right? Especially Jesus needs to go through Hades. It's totally darkness. And you feel like he has been forsaken. If you ever feel like, you know, he wanted to commit suicide, you were forsaken. Actually, it was like Jesus' heart. But a God, how can a father forsake his kids? Especially a very good kid like Jesus Christ. What is in the father's heart? But you got to let the kids go to Hades, feel forsaken, just because for you and me. Brethren, we share the story of African baby, two-year-old baby, right? She cannot find her mother, his mother. His mother go to the toilet, African toilet, and he went in to look for the mother. At that time, he do not know where his mother. He cried and cried for his mother. And he fall into the toilet pit. And one sister saw it. She did not report. But can you imagine that two-year-old boy fall into the pit of an older dude trying to suffocate him? At that time, maybe his heart will say, my mother, why have you forsaken me? Do you think the mother truly want to forsake that baby? After 3 days when the baby got picked up, how much suffering is the feeling of the mother? So I truly like to invite you to think about the father's heart. He loves you and loves me so much. He is much greater than our earthly father. Even though I believe your earthly father also loves you, he just does not know how to express his love. So, brethren, when you partake that cups of Jesus Christ, that flesh of Jesus Christ, please also try to remember the love of the Heavenly Father. That's consecrate. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we consecrate the bread. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. You love us so much that you sent your beloved Son for us, and he was crucified on the cross. And you still love us continuously, even though in our daily life we continue to fall short of your grace. Lord, please strengthen us. Please keep your strong love into our hearts so we have wisdom to know how to avoid our temptation in the future so that we can be sinless. Lord, you remind us that when we go away from here, we shall sing no more. A lot of time, Lord, we are willing, but we are so weak. So we pray that you can go with all the students. Please help them when they are in the most dangerous situation. Please take them away like take a stick away from fire so they can be preserved. Lord, we pray that more students not only they don't play with fire, they are always in your bosom. Not only they can overcome all the temptations, but they stay in their oaths, continue serving you, become pillars in your church, become humbly, help you to glorify your name. Lord, this class is supposed to be the soldiers in your kingdom. Lord, please, Do not allow them to come to NYTS and talk to preacher with tears, saying that I cannot get married in the chapel anymore. Lord, how weak we are. Please strengthen us. Please, your love. Please put your love into our heart through the Holy Spirit so we can depart from all evils and can be strong. Lord, we know that by serving you, we can become a strong Christian. So please also put a heart of servitude into our hearts so that we can truly find glory of your name in the future. Now, please, your Holy Spirit move upon this bread so we can protect your flesh. We pray in this way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We ask Pastor Ye, Pastor Yang, and Pastor Ho to come up to break the bread. Shall we sing him? 76. When you sing, please meditate the words.
At the cross when I first saw the light and the burden of my God rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done? He grown up on the tree. Amazing be the grace unknown and love beyond degree. At the cross when I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith and I see my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Will my the sun in darkness shine and show his glory seen? When Christ the mighty maker died, for man the creatures see. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Can counselor come up? Counselor, come up.
At the cross where I first saw the light, when the burden of my heart rolled away.
When you take it, you say grace and partake.
My son, and now I am happy all the day.
If you feel like you don't have a clear conscience, you don't need to partake. If you feel you have peace in your heart, please do not refrain yourself from partaking. Please sing hymn 77.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love the old cross where the dear is embossed, for a world of loss sickness was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross till my trophy endless I lay down. I will cling to the and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, the
let's kneel down and sanctify the Jews. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we sanctify the Jews into the blood, in the spirit. Lord, when we meditate how you love us, we really very appreciate. Lord, please continue to watch over those students over here. Lord, please have mercy and pity on us because we live in a very wicked generation. Lord, many of our NYTS graduate students have been taken away. Some are very weak. Lord, please, 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 when they go out, you allow them to remember your love all the time and truly, truly, truly sing no more. Protect them from the Satan's dart. Guide them to your green pasture. Love them so that they can feel they're always in the mother's womb. Lord, we can enjoy such love from you. It is because of your blood. So whenever we drink this cup, please allow us to remember the new covenant you set with us. You promise us if we serve you, if we love you, we shall have great reward. If we keep holy, we shall have salvation. One day we shall see you because all the blood you have shed for us. So we don't know how to give thanks to you, but we will try our best to live our life for you. Now may your Holy Spirit move in among these grape juice, so in the spirit can be your blood, and this blood can nourish our body, can give us life, and give us power. We pray in this way. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Ye, Pastor Young, and Pastor Raymond to come up. Shall we sing 77? Stand up and sing. Verse 3 and 4. Please meditate the words. I want you to stand up because I want you to be meditating, more alert.
In the old rugged cross, stand with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. What was on the old cross, Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophy at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. His shame and reproach gladly bear, and will call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophy at last I lay down. I will cling the old rugged cross, and it changes someday for a crown.
Shall we remain standing and sing him? Let's sing hymn 98. Please meditate about the lyrics, especially verse 2 talk about survey. Verse 3 says about survey, see from his head, his hand, his feet. So please meditate.
When I surveyed the wondrous cross, hung with the Prince of Glory, died. My riches then I got.
Counselor, please come out. Please sit down. When you take it, say grace and partake.
Believe all that I shall boast, save in the death, O Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to His blood. See from His head, His hands, His feet, so
Counselor can take the cups right now. Shall we sing hymn 97? Stand up and sing. With healing in a tongue.
some sing asleep, it drew me from his clutch. Out of the ivory palaces, into a world of woe, on his great eternal love, may my Savior go. In garments glorious is he to open wide the door, and I shall enter my ending home to dwell forevermore. Out of the into a world of woe, only then the eternal love may my Savior go.
Please be seated. There's one way really can keep you holy before you get married. There's one way can indeed make you have a blessed matrimony service in the church. That is, do not make any girlfriends and boyfriends in your college days. No matter Gentiles or in the Lord. Nowadays it's very crooked. You are in a very pitiful generation. Your temptation is far greater than our generation. You know, if you make girlfriends or boyfriends outside of the church, for sure, you will be burned. Gentile people, they don't have concept of eternity. Gentile people, so difficult for them to control their lust, their burning lust. Once you fall into this trap, I would say 99.9%, you are not able to get married in the Lord, in the chapel, 99%. If you can be kept with your spirituality, you are so lucky. Even in the Lord, even TJC member, when you make girlfriends and boyfriends in campus, you are not a good example for you. You are not qualified to be an IE teacher, actually. You have no strength to preach. And because your girlfriend and boyfriend, even though you try your best because they are church member, maybe you have more self-control, but so difficult. When you are alone, so difficult. So the best way, no girlfriend and boyfriend in your college day. You can think about your marriage at the last semester of your college. Maybe you can start to email at the last semester of your college, but not in the rest of the college semesters. You will be playing with fire. Now the love of Jesus Christ in you, the life of Jesus Christ in you, if the greatest power to say, yes, I will promise God until I graduate, no? Until like I'm ready for that, then I will talk about it. Otherwise, I don't know. I really like to see you get married in the chapel. Now look at our brother and sister. So many of them right now get married outside of the chapel. Very, very sad to see this kind of phenomena occur. You know how much the Lord have suffered for you in that 33 years? But you only suffer for the Lord for 4 years. Serve Him. Make a noble goal. Pursue for a noble goal before your brain can go to all those dirty things. Give your time to your students. Give your time to the church. Give your time to Jesus so your brain have nothing, cannot be occupied by this earthly desire stuff. this is the best time you can cut it and make commitment to the Lord. Let's pray in silence. Amen.